So, the total energy within a substance, the internal energy, is the total kinetic energy of the particles, and that potential energy between... Hey, are you falling asleep again? This is like, what, the fifth time this hour? Get up, you lazy bum. What time did you even sleep last night? Wow, and I thought I had a messed up sleep schedule. You're up watching YouTube videos again, aren't you? What do you even watch or listen to so late at night anyways? Never mind, I don't even want to know. I've explained thermal physics to you repeatedly for the past 30 minutes, and you haven't even written a single word down on that worksheet. Yawning while I'm talking? Hey, look at me. In the eyes? Yes, in the eyes. So you are awake. Good. I could print more worksheets for you if you'd like. That's what I thought. Do you want to move on? We could work on the engineering physics until next. Seriously? Oh, so now you want to move on to English literature? This morning we started with English. We did math, chemistry, physics, and now English again. And I told you, you shouldn't have picked your classes based on the person you found cute a month prior. Do you still like them? That person? What does that silence even mean? We've been friends for like forever. I can't believe you never told me who it is, or at least showed me a picture, what they look like. I'm starting to believe this person doesn't exist, and you're just bad at choosing what subjects you're gonna take. Oh well, at least you have me in all of those classes. Yeah? You better be grateful. Remember our last math test? If I didn't call you that morning, you would have slept in until lunch. I don't mean it like that. You know I don't mean it like that. Hey, believe in yourself more. I know you did your best. You studied really hard for that test. I saw you. I can guarantee 100% that you won't fail. I know you feel better when I pat your head like this. Yeah, I'm being honest. You worked really hard and you probably overslept because you were worrying so much about failing. Really, you're smarter than you think you are. Don't put yourself down so much. If it means anything, I believe in you. And if you need any help, I'll be here for you. Always. Yes, I cancelled a study session on you last minute, but that was once. Once! It won't happen again, for sure. I couldn't help it. You know how my body acts up under stress. Yes, I'm taking better care of myself now. But as should you. Okay. You're distracting me again. Let's get back to English. So, tell me. What is the author trying to imply about the character at the first stanza of this poem? We've gone over this. The love interest. The author used this metaphor to compare the character's feelings to that of the main leads. A beautiful mask. They feel the same way, but one of them is actively trying to conceal their emotions. They don't want to give the other character a false hope. Oh, what do I think? Well, I guess it's kind of touching. Personally, I wish they are more straightforward with how they both feel. It could save a lot of pages. But I understand why they would feel the need to try to hide them. You agree with the main lead? Interesting. Hey, despite how you see me constantly studying, I do know a thing or two about romance. Yeah, I do. I mean, I haven't had much experience in the dating scene, but I've heard around. Have I thought about it? Like making up romantic scenarios to fall asleep? Well, we are humans after all, right? I'm sure you'd do it as well. Don't deny it. So, out of curiosity, do you think of anyone? Before, you know, before you sleep? Oh, that crush, right? I forgot. So, when are you going to tell me who it is? Actually, it's alright. Tell me whenever you're ready. I'll figure it out eventually. Hey, you seem tired. To be honest, we have done a lot of studying. Let's wrap it up for today. Good job staying awake until now. You should get some rest now. I'll clean the table, don't worry about it. Yeah, you can rest your head on my shoulder. Go ahead. I'm so proud of you, alright? I know studying isn't for everyone, but seeing you taking the effort to come all this way to study with me at the library, that's already enough for me. You really deserve some rest. It's okay. No one's watching us. You don't have to be embarrassed. You know, I think I have a little bit of a guess of who your crush might be. Why are you so surprised? It's just a guess. Can I tell you? And then I see if I'm right. I think I am. Okay, close your eyes. Was I right? I knew it. You're so easy to read. Of course it was me, dummy. Why are you so flustered? The hard part is already done, so you can just be confident now. Of course I like you back. I thought it was obvious by now. I literally kissed you. It's okay. Come here. You're so red. Are you okay? Are you sure? Wait, where's the English dictionary? I can't lose it, it's from the library. Oh. Well, what is it doing on your lap? Are you sure you're okay? Don't worry, it happens to the best of us. I get you. I see you were waiting for this, right? You look very excited. Do you need any help with that dictionary? there's nobody in this section. We'll still have to be quiet, though. We are in a library, after all. Give me that book. I'll take care of it. Let me slip my hand. Like this. Shh. You'll have to be quiet for me, babe. I'll do what I can. Just sit straight. Look into your book that's in front of you. Don't make any noise. Like that. Do you like this? Do you like it in public spaces? It's my first time here, but it's so fun, don't you think? I want you to have fun. I want to make you feel good. Don't look at me. Stare into your book. Just pretend like you're reading the book. Even if I'm making you feel so good that you can't hold it in you. You need to study lots for your exam, babe. You need to pass, so focus on that book and read it well. Take it all in. Good boy. Maybe after you've memorized what you need to know, I'll let you finish. But only then, so study hard, okay? Harder than you are. Good job, baby. You're doing good job. Ignore what my hand is doing to you. Just focus on reading. I can see people in the section in front of us. They have no idea how good I'm making you feel right now. Those poor things. They wish they were you right now. You're so lucky. You should consider yourself the luckiest guy in the world. Look at all these people studying hard for their exams and anxious and scared, having a bad time, and here you are with a hot girl jerking you off at the library. Who would have thought, right? So you need to study lots, okay? And if you pass this exam, we can use this study method again next exam. Only if you pass this one though, so focus. Focus, babe. You're doing a very good job. Good boy.